Express Yourself 1, page 35, exercises D and E. Listen to a talk about Scotland and circle the correct answers. How many words about Scotland, Edinburgh, the people and their traditions do you remember? Fill in the blanks with the words given. There are two extra words. Then listen again and check your answers.
Good afternoon, students. Today we have Mr. McGregor with us. Mr. McGregor is from Scotland and he'll be telling you a little bit about his country.
Well, Scotland is right in the north of Britain. So you can imagine that the weather there is pretty cold. It rains a great deal even in the summer, and in the winter it snows. We Scots don't mind the weather, though. I suppose we're used to it. Now, Scotland has some amazing scenery. There are beautiful deep lakes that the Scottish call lochs. Maybe some of you have even heard of one of the lakes, Loch Ness. Many people believe that an ancient dinosaur-like monster lives deep beneath the waters of Loch Ness. I think it's only a legend, but you never know. I was born in Edinburgh. That's the capital city of Scotland. Edinburgh is unique because it's partly very old and partly modern. The old part of the city is situated on a hill. At the very top of the hill is the famous Edinburgh Castle that's over 1,000 years old. The city is full of historical buildings, and it's got one of the most fascinating museums in the world. A toy museum. In Edinburgh, there's always plenty to do in the evenings. In August, there is the Edinburgh Festival. This is a world-famous cultural event with dance and theatre performances and concerts. Scotland is such an old country and it's full of tradition. For a start, there's traditional clothing, the kilt, which is a skirt that used to be worn by all Scotsmen. There's traditional local food, something called haggis, and there are also Scottish sports events like tossing the caber. The caber is a long wooden pole that is usually about 6 metres long and weighs about 60 kilos. Every year, men from all over the country compete by showing how they can throw the caber. And of course, there's the music. The Scots even have their own musical instrument, the bagpipe, that has been played in Scotland for a very long time. If you come to visit my country, you'll find the locals friendly and helpful. Also, the Scots are proud of their country and its history. Many Scots come from old families that go back hundreds of years, and there's nothing they like better than to tell you about the Scottish people and their history. Sometimes their stories are mixed with local legends about ghosts and dragons. The Scots are a very musical people, and many of their songs tell stories of the past. I could go on forever about Scotland, but the best way to really appreciate the country is to visit it yourself.